Welcome to a whole brand new year and episode of Chaat Masala. This is Basanti and I have my co-host with me, Paro. I know it's been a super long time.
So how long has it been, you think?
Oh my God. I pulled up like this Google document that Paro and I use when we do these podcasts where we write everything down. And the date that I found was 2011. So I'm trying.
That was a really long one. I think it's been a good year and a half. You know, life has taken charge, but we are back and we are very excited to get started. We have a whole new show and we probably will want to do this every twice a month.
Twice a month is what we're going for. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. So you know the drill. We'll start with some gossip, have some fun music on the way, go to new trailers, and then we'll review two films that released, I think, within the last week or so. So that's Hero and Kati Bati.
Okay, so let's get started. So Paro, this is something that I've been following in Bollywood for so long and I've wanted to talk to you about it and I'm glad we're doing this. Kangana Ranaut has made it big in the time that we've been gone. She came with Queen and she like kind of took over Bollywood and she was like this indie queen versus the Bollywood queen that was Deepika Padukone, and then they started feuding and that's been going on forever.
I know. It's this. Many things going on. First, Kangana Ranaut has come up as not only just the indie queen, just purely the fact that she can run a commercial film on her back,
right,
which a lot of actresses today cannot, because then it goes the Jazba route, and we'll talk about that later. But it'll go like a completely dedicated woman fighting against the one kind of Rani Mukherjee ONH-10 kind. But Kangana Ranaut is able to really carry a full commercial film like Queen or even Tanu Weds Manu. No, everybody knows Tanu Weds Manu is not about Madhavan.
Yeah.
And then there's Deepika, who is they're just completely different actresses, and she can run a movie on her own. It's just she hasn't tried really. And she pairs well. She's a great actress that pairs well and keeps her own in good star cast movies with Ranbir Kapoor. Now, completely different people, completely different acting styles. They are just not getting along.
And I kind of blame Kangana for this. So usually I'm always like against the mainstream and I like the quirky actresses, but I feel like Kangana has kind of been, she made it big and then she did a slew of interviews where she's like, oh, nobody believed in me and look at me and I'm here and I'm doing this all by myself and no one else can do it. And like a lot of hatred spewed out of that. I feel like she's just angry at the world, angry at Bollywood, and hates Deepika just by association.
Yes, and she has to be a little careful because as we'll talk about Kati Bati, that's not doing well and it's not open with huge numbers. Everybody has a top, like Ranbir Kapoor is a great example. He was going so well and then he hasn't had a hit in the last few years. It's ups and downs, but she is now talking bad about not even only Deepika, overall. So she's basically said that nobody else is growing as an actress than her, that she is the number one and she has no competition. She's also said specifically about Deepika that Deepika is popular because of extracurricular activities, so meaning her relationships outside of just acting. So on and so forth. And she hasn't minced words. And I've also heard that she is a tough actress. Kangana is a tough actress to be producing. So she throws tantrums. She's actually wanted, I've heard, again, this is a gossip section, that in Kati Bati, she actually wanted to have editing rights and wanted to be named as a producer as well as an editor in the movie. Credits.
Yeah, and the other thing about Bollywood is that relationships get you through. And she's burning bridges left, right, and center. And even when she was just, you know, not doing as well as she is now, she had relationships in Bollywood that we all heard about. I don't want to name names, but if you, like, look through her past, you can see that, you know, like, romantic relationships and then feuds. And, like, she had so much going on. And while I like the idea of someone making it solely on the basis of the talent, it also leaves a bitter taste in my mouth when I see her now, because I'm like, why do you have to be so petty, as she is when she called out Deepika for not, when Deepika dedicated her own award that she won to Kangana. And I think that Deepika did, you know, deserved it too. Like, I feel like Deepika did fine. So when she dedicated that award to Kangana, Kangana was like, she didn't call me and tell me. So it's just, you know, she's just doing it for show. And I was like, have a little bit of grace.
Yes.
Like, it just like leaves a bad taste in my mouth, not only when I see that happening on TV, like during the award show, but also when I see her in like a movie. I'm like, oh, she's, you know, she's not behaving well.
Completely. And just overall, the other side of it, Deepika has, you know, as we know, she's taken it gracefully. She does not retort back. She is very, she's very humble. And so it's a great contrast to see the two top ladies and how different they approach media, and with sophistication, one with sophistication, the other a little more crass.
Yeah. Also, speaking of leading ladies not getting along and getting along, this other thing that I noticed on Twitter the other day was Sonakshi Sinha. So we know there's a lot of banning going on in India currently.
Yes.
And the last one was the meat ban during the Jain festival. And Sonakshi Sinha responded to that saying, "Welcome to Banistan," or something.
Yes.
And Twitter trolls went nuts. Even though I think that's a valid statement, that was a ban. She was responding to it with her opinion.
Yes.
It's a democracy, free country. So she was just doing that. And then the Twitter trolls went nuts and started attacking her, as they also did Sonam, who also gets a little political sometimes. And then lots of people came to her defense, including Priyanka Chopra, Sonam Kapoor, Sunny.
Yeah.
And so you have these leading ladies not getting along, and then these leading ladies like getting together and, you know, fighting Twitter trolls.
And it's unfortunate, you know, how much, you know, we love hearing from our from our favorite actors on Twitter and social media. And it's just sad when you see them, you know, and Sonakshi specifically, it's not the first time she's got trolled. She's got trolled for being overweight, about Shatrughan Sinha and being his daughter. Just she suffered a wrath from social media. And so it was good to see people like Priyanka and even Sonam come and support her. And again, it's a free country. And then her question was very, very specific, is that why don't you ban ignorance and negligence? And why does it, you know, people think, you know, the people who are affected by flood, that should be top of conversation, not that you had meat because some other religion doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And also, I feel like for a long time, and India is a weird, I mean, it has a political spectrum that Bollywood is hesitant to get involved with. I have noticed that, and I read a lot of articles. As soon as Sonakshi made that comment and everyone came to her defense, and it, you know, it was played out in the media, I read so many articles about Sonakshi and how glad some people were that she took some sort of a political, like made some sort of a political statement, like some sort of stance, right? And it's a very straight, like it's a difficult country to do that in. So it was exciting to see, like you do in Hollywood, like some sort of political opinion coming from the leading ladies that, you know, usually just play like the heroine.
Yes, no, I completely agree. The other topic I really wanted to cover, which we actually probably talked 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when we heard about the Suzanne Khan and Hrithik Roshan split, about why they were splitting and who could be involved and things like that. And at that time, there was some rumor about Arjun Rampal and Suzanne being very close.
Right.
And then nothing happened till more recently.
Right, when that rumor came out that Suzanne is marrying Hrithik Roshan's best friend. And then subsequently, another rumor was out saying that Arjun and Meher are splitting up.
Oh, this is so sad. In multiple levels. One, divorce is not easy. Especially divorce in a public eye is not easy. And then to be tied to, and to be even connected to something like that outside. So both Hrithik and Arjun are very close, or that's what we've heard. And then as a couple, they all used to hang out. So the four of them used to be really close. And so now there's, and it's not a quiet rumor. In fact, I think Arjun responded saying people should mind their own business, and he tweeted something about it very defensively, if you actually read the tweet. But it's just sad to see, you know, this amount of interest and gossip around for the four of them.
Right. And I'm inclined to not believe it just because I think it's a little far-fetched, but who knows, right? I don't know if that's true or not. It's just a sad situation to be in because it's sad. It just if just four people who hang out together and we're two couples, and you know, it's sad in that way, but also for it to play out in the public eye.
Yes.
As it does in Bollywood.
But it's funny that we didn't believe a lot of things before. So I think you and I talked about this before, that last time when a few years ago when there was the whole whole gossip around Aditya Chopra and Rani Mukherjee, we were bent on not believing it, primarily because we were like, Rani Mukherjee is not going to break up her family and relationships, and there you go, now she might be even pregnant.
Yeah, and similar to like even Sridevi and Bonnie Kapoor, like,
yes,
it's a weirdly incestuous industry, so it could happen. Speaking of Rani being pregnant, has there been any official confirmation on that?
Yeah, so there has been some confirmation. So there's no direct confirmation from either the Chopras or the Mukherjees, except for Jyoti, which is Aditya Chopra's sister. So, you know, Rani's sister-in-law, she did say to the press that she was pregnant, Rani was pregnant. And then they've been traveling to London, so that's why you haven't seen a lot of baby pregnant belly pictures. But she was spotted taking a prenatal massage in a hotel in London. And then there's one picture going around where she is getting into a car and she is, there's a baby bump is clearly visible.
I don't think it's clearly visible. She just looks like she has a lot of clothes on. But
I mean, I'm pretty clearly visible. I mean, there's a belly in there.
That could just be her lunch.
Sure.
Anyway, food baby. But anyway, I believe that they are. It's weird that, you know, Rani was so in the public eye and Aditya Chopra was so not. And now that they're married, she's kind of taken his lead, and we barely see her anymore. Like, she's completely out, and we only get those weird pictures of Aditya Chopra, like the three of them that exist and go around the internet in the same way. We only have like a couple of Rani pictures left.
That's amazing, because there's one spectrum of the, you know, where there's Rani and Aditya trying to hide away from social media and pictures, and then there's the other, the new star kids hanging out, and there's tons of selfies. Nobody needs to go. Nobody needs to pay paparazzi anymore. These guys are putting it all out there.
Different generations of Bollywood, I guess. But it totally reminded me of Ranbir and Sonam, and like that generation of Bollywood kids that used to hang out together. Like, remember there was the Kajol, Karan Johar. Then there was the Ranbir Sonam, and now we have the Aryan Khan and Ibrahim and Khushi, who is Sridevi's daughter.
And they are some good-looking kids. They know how to work the camera, especially the selfie camera. And so
it's the family business.
So there's, what we're talking about is Saif Ali Khan's son, Sridevi's daughter, and Shah Rukh Khan's son at different times posting selfies together, hanging out together. There's definitely camaraderie between the star kid families, I guess. And then there's also Navya Naveli, who is Amitabh Bachchan's granddaughter, so Shweta Bachchan's daughter, hanging out with Shah Rukh Khan's son, Aryan Khan, as well. So lots of star kids hanging out. And they all, I think, if I'm not mistaken, all in London in some kind of boarding school.
Yeah, they all go to the same school. It's like the incestuous thing keeps like going down generations. But it's kind of cute, like, to see like all of these spawns of, you know, famous actors and actresses.
And you know what's going to happen is that if one, you know, as they grow older, they decide to come for a movie, these pictures are going to be turned and shown over and over again.
And then it's going to be like Atiya Shetty and Suraj Panchauri, and then we would be talking about their movies. Give it another like 5 years.
I don't even know if you need 5 years. I think Janhvi Kapoor.
Pretty much ready,
yeah, she is going to sign her first film against a South Indian actor.
Wow.
I know, it's all happening.
Okay, so that's, I think, the end of our gossip section, at least the stuff that we picked out. There's a lot more going on. And we're going to now talk about trailers that are coming up and movies that we're excited for and also dreading, because we'd have to review them for you guys. So come back after the song and we'll catch you after the break.
Welcome back. So we are going to talk about some new trailers. We have actually 3 + 1. The one is slightly different, but the three are our regular trailers of coming up, I think, before the end of the year. So we have Sing is Bling, Shandar and Jazba to talk about. Do you want to start with Sing is Bling?
No, I don't. Okay, so Sing is Bling, it has guess who, Akshay Kumar, and guess who, Amy Jackson. I just saw like a South Indian film with Amy Jackson, like same, I'm telling you, it was the same plot. It looked exactly the same. But anyway, so it's coming from the Sing is King
franchise, yeah.
Franchise, right? It released the 2nd October and it was directed by, okay, you have one guess here.
Prabhu Deva.
Yes, it was directed by Prabhu Deva. So, story-wise, there's a really good-looking girl that is Amy Jackson, and there is a Singh, blinged-out Singh that is Akshay Kumar, who is pursuing her, and there's a villain, right?
Yes.
Have I gotten all of it?
That's all it is. So, it's hard to review something like this because it's you have to like the franchise. So they're not making this for new Singers Bling people. They are really making it for the franchise, if you will. And there's an existing fan base for it. So I didn't like the first two. So it's hard to say that I would like the new one. But that said, I thought there was something curious. Amy Jackson actually does not play an Indian. She plays a foreigner. And she actually seemed like she got to do a lot of stunts, which for me, in a movie that's Akshay Kumar, all about Akshay Kumar, I thought Amy Jackson actually scored a decent part.
Yeah, I think it's a decent part. You know, like Amy Jackson can't really speak the language or anything, so mm-hmm. it is a decent part. I also think that these kinds of movies are something that people enjoy, and I can't
mindless.
Deny. Yeah, and I have enjoyed them in the past. Yeah. It's just a really successful franchise. It's the next one. It's kind of like Fast and the Furious, except you know, Indian. And so I think it's just something to go and watch one time on a Friday with friends or family, and it'll be a good watch.
I actually didn't mind the music also. So the music was, you know, okay, it's probably going to play some, it's got a party song as usual. And so, you know, it's a nice going out with friends kind of song. I also want to call it, Akshay Kumar actually looks fit and good. And he's always carried out being a Sardar pretty well in this whole franchise. And so he does it well here too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I also like Akshay Kumar. I feel like he plays it with a certain sort of... funniness that mm-hmm. I don't get from Salman Khan when he's playing those certain kind of roles. So yes. I prefer Akshay Kumar in them. Also, he doesn't have like crazy muscles and can move his arm and stuff. And
yes.
looks more fit, you're right. So that's Sing Is Blink for you guys. It's releasing on 2nd October. So go watch it.
So here's a song from it. They call you Bling Bling Mr. Sing. You know, baby, you're the king.
I hope you enjoy that song. So the next one I'm really looking forward to is totally up my alley. It's Shandar. It stars Shahid Kapoor, who is so good looking in it. Alia Bhatt. It's directed by Vikas Vahel, who directed Queen. He also produced NH10 and Bombay Velvet. So I totally like his, style. And it releases 22nd October.
So, I mean, this is definitely a movie I'm looking forward to. Even before I saw the trailer, I was looking forward to Shahid Kapoor and Alia Bhatt. I think they just look cute and funny and they have a great, they just look good together, really. And then the movie itself, I didn't quite get all the way what was happening because clearly there was something between Alia Bhatt's father and, which is, technically Shahid, is in reality Shahid Kapoor's father, so Pankaj Kapoor, and Shahid having, they've either met before he came in to do them wedding services, if you will, but there was some connection between the two that never was explored during the trailer, not that I want the trailer to say everything, so there was definitely something in there, but I thought there was just, it actually reminded me of Sonam Kapoor's first movie, Aisha, just the way it was picturized and the colors and things like that.
I kind of agree with that. I loved their chemistry together. And I liked that the trailer did not tell me what was going on. It just focused on their conversations and chemistry between Pankaj Kapoor and Shahid Kapoor and between Alia Bhatt and Shahid Kapoor. I loved that. I also really like Alia Bhatt suddenly. I watched all these promotions of them together doing promotions for the film. And she kind of reminds me of Kareena Kapoor. Like... a funner, less diva version of Kareena Kapoor.
And you are not the only one. Everybody has been comparing them. In fact, I think a lot of the interviews, they've asked Shahid Kapoor if Alia Bhatt reminds him of Kareena Kapoor.
I mean, she does to me, like, so much. Even her face and everything, like, she lost all the weight and it just looks like hers now. And also, it gave me a Jab We Met feel. Like, when I was watching the way the two interact,
mm-hmm.
it gave me like a Jabri Met feel, but like if the character, Shahid Kapoor's character in Jabri Met was a little older and like a little more like suave, like it was just really cute. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to it. I like all the actors. I really like Vikas Behel's style. So we'll see how it goes.
And I really like the music. The Shandar song, it sounds really fun. There's another one, I forget the name.
With the mustache.
With the mustache, which is also right. Cute. So really like it. Looking forward to it. If nothing else, it'll be a fun, lighthearted movie. And we'll play the Shandar song for you.
Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you like that song. So next up we have Jazba. So it's the one that everyone's been talking about, Aishwarya Rai's comeback film. So it has Aishwarya Rai in it. It has Irfan Khan. It's directed by Sanjay Gupta, who did Shootout at Wadala last. And it releases on 9th October.
So I think this is what I was trying to talk to when we were talking about Kangana. The unfortunate part of lead women stories in Bollywood, in commercial Bollywood, or even independent Bollywood, becomes really about them showing their strength and masculinity and being able to fight injustice. So whether that be Rani Mukherjee's Mardani or NH10 or now Aishwarya Rai's Jazba. It's one of those formulas for women-centric films that keeps coming back. And that's what Kangana broke. And she's able to come out and really show that a woman can hold a film without actually having to, be fighting injustice.
Yeah, a strong feminine. Like, let's not be a...
Masculine, like showing the masculinity of the woman. So my struggle with this one is that it's not new. We've seen different versions of this. We've seen Angry Aishwarya multiple times. So while I'm interested in Aishwarya Rai's comeback, or not comeback, if you will, but even Aishwarya Rai just doing, like, I would be interested in Rani Mukherjee coming out for the film. So I don't think that I don't want Aishwarya to come back. It's just that I'm sad that she chose an extreme like this versus just a lighthearted film to get her back into singing and dancing. And not that that's the only thing you need to do to come back, do as an Indian actress. But I think I'm tired of seeing, it's like, same old laundry.
I kind of agree with that. And it is something that a lot of comeback actresses do. And I think that's sad. But also, when I was watching the trailer, a couple of things jumped out at me. One is, remember when Karishma Kapoor did her comeback film and did that movie from the time period?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yes. And I felt like I was back 20 years ago. The acting was a little dated. I felt like her reactions to things were a little dated. Or maybe I'm just not used to seeing her on screen anymore. I just felt really off with the current time watching her. The second thing is that when Aishwarya Rai was in the industry and when I used to watch her some, 5-6 years ago, I used to always think she has certain roles that she plays so well that no one else could play that well. And to point that out, she did. Do you remember Raincoat?
Yes. Yes.
And how amazing was she in Raincoat?
Yes, she was.
So, like, she does certain films and certain characters, and usually the understated characters, really, really well. And then whenever she does these overstated, you know, characters like I see in Jazba, I just feel like she becomes overdramatic. And it takes away from the character, it takes away from me believing in the story. And that's sort of what happened. So I wish she had chosen a different film. And like I used to wish when she was in the movies 5-6 years ago, I wish she just did a lot less films like this. Like, she, this is not her thing.
And I also want to call out that, you know, there's a lot of articles about how good a shape she's in. I actually didn't think so. I think that for the movie that she was doing to show a police officer, I did not think that she was in great shape. So there's this, you know, there's a latest song that that she doesn't look like. I feel like Priyanka Chopra looks like she would kick your butt. But I don't look at Aishwarya and say that, and looking at, you know, her being fit, as, or as people have said, that she looks really good. I don't see her as, I'm not scared of her. I mean, I will be when she's yelling and screaming at me and hitting me with a bat. But just looking at her, she doesn't look like she's lean enough or like ready to fight. Like, she's not like an Akshay Kumar. She looks more like, you know, she looks more like she has a drive and a fight versus she's fit for it.
Right. And I mean, I can forgive her for that, because I feel like police officers fall across that range.
Yes.
It was just hard for me to believe this character. I don't know why that was. I don't know if it's her being away from the movies. I don't know if it's the role or the film or the fact that she doesn't look fit. I just could not buy it.
Yes. And it's, again, I feel like it was too much of the same. Like, as soon as I saw the first clip, a second clip, I was like, yep, got it. I know the movie.
And I know the character, and I know Aishwarya Rai.
Yes.
Like, it was not surprising me.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, so I think we're going to segue into our last trailer, so to speak, that we want to talk about. It's not from Bollywood, but it is from a Bollywood actress.
Yes. So I am so, so, so excited about it. We are talking about Quantico, and it's going to have a season premiere on ABC on the 27th of October. So excited. It's got Priyanka Chopra. It's got a, you know, as the lead. So let me underscore this. This is a lead Indian actress in a completely Hollywood, you know, US television series on ABC.
On ABC.
So it's a prime time. Super excited. And boy, does she look good.
She looks great. So when it first came out, I was a little skeptical of it, just because I saw her speaking. She was like, I was doing this to my country. And I'm like, it sounds weird. Your accent sounds weird. But I think I've gotten used to her accent. I've accepted it, I think, in my head. Because when they released an 8-minute clip of it, and I watched the whole clip, and her character totally fit in it.
Yes.
Her mother is Indian in the clip, or like South Asian, maybe from another country, but she's definitely South Asian, and I could see, like, I could put Priyanka's character in that context, and I could see why her accent was a little funny. Other than that, her character kicks butt in the show.
Literally
kicks butt, and she totally owns it. It looks really interesting. It looks like an interesting plot. It reminded me of other ABC shows like How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal. So, and I love that kind of format. I just feel like it's slightly soapy, but it's good. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And I do want to say that I've seen pictures of her face and Quantico advertising on buses and billboards in the US. And it's amazing to just walk around and see Priyanka Chopra on prime time.
Yeah, on the streets of America, like, I see it all the time as well, and it's kind of amazing. And I have lots of issues with her in terms of, you know, like, the stuff she endorses. She does like fairness creams. She's come out and said weird, you know, politically incorrect things about her character not being feminist, and like, I have some issues with her, but I cannot deny the fact that she goes for it, and she is always, like, pushed herself. towards new things, whether or not people are like mocking her for it or whatever. She just keeps going for it. So, I mean, I have to give her credit for that. And that's why she has a TV show on ABC.
Completely agree. So this is the end of the trailer section. And we thought these were some interesting ones that have come out this week. We have two new movies to talk about, Hero and Kati Bati on the other side. So listen to some music and we will catch you after the break. Of our show today, and this is, I know, the one you guys are waiting for, our film review. So Hero is the first one we'll talk about. So it released I think 2 weeks ago, and it's directed by Nikhil Advani and produced by none other than Salman Khan and Subhash Ghai.
I feel like Nikhil Advani, Salman Khan, Subhash Ghai is like our review. Like, we don't need to go further than those three names. Just because they're so cheesy and so... It was just one of those big... What is that called? The fresher films?
Yes.
That have like the Ranbir Kapoor Sonam film, right? Like that one. Where it was two star kids who got a vehicle to launch themselves. The story was not very new.
No, it wasn't actually. So it's actually a remake of the Jackie Shroff, Meenakshi Seshadri Hero movie named Hero that came out in the 90s. So it's actually just a lift all the way through with just a new star cast.
Yeah, so it was fine. I thought Athiya Shetty is gorgeous. Like, I think she's super pretty. She reminds me of like Deepika Padukone, but with less commercial features. So I feel like she looks very... exotic, for lack of a better word, and really, really interesting looking. And her acting was, I mean, it was okay for a fresher film. I've always thought that people with their first films act kind of weird, but then they grow into it, like Deepika Padukone. So I thought she was fine. And with Suraj, I thought he looked exactly like Salman Khan. He had a lot of mannerisms like Salman Khan. So I feel like that's what he's trying to be. He's trying to be Salman Khan.
Totally. Yeah, for me personally, I thought it was an Athiya Shetty film. Like, if anyone came out of that strong, I think it was Athiya. Two reasons. One, she looks really good. Second, I think that she, for a first film, she got a good variety of, like, some comedy, some emotional scenes, and some just pure, like, stoic beauty. So I think she got a good variety for her. It was a great platform. For Suraj, unfortunately, I thought his father did way better. So Aditya Pancholi looked so good in the movie. And, you know, he actually looked much younger. I don't know what they did to him, because I've seen him in pictures outside of the movie and he looks his age. But regardless, I don't think this was a strong movie for Suraj, because it was just all about muscles. And as you said, it was a Salman Khan, but Salman Khan has started doing that movies more recently.
Right.
Before, he actually showed his acting skills a lot and created a fan base. So with Suraj, if he was competing with the newer crowd, which is more like Siddharth Malhotra's of the world and Varun Dhawan's of the world, I think he's going to fail. That's not going to get him far, because unless he's able to do a little bit more warmer character in the future. But Athiya, actually, did you know that she is signed a Karan Johar film?
No, I had heard rumors, but yes. I wasn't sure that was happening.
Yeah, I think that's what she's doing next, which means that obviously he's seen promise and you know how he molds.
Right, right. I think Athiya will do great. Like, yes. I think there is, like when you look at Alia Bhatt, you look at, I don't even know if you can count Parineeti, but Alia, Parineeti, Shraddha, Sonam, there is yes. Sonam, I guess. Sonam is still like another age of actor, but I feel like with these three, definitely there is so much room for Anathya Shetty, like just in terms of her look, her Riley, height. Like she just, you know, she can do a lot of Deepika Padukone type of stuff that these guys cannot. So I'm excited to see her, see more of her. Suraj, I agree that it's not a lot for a first film, but then when I think about like Siddharth Malhotra in his first film, like what did he do of Varun? You know, so I just feel like it's the first film. They wanted to put him in something that cannot fail, which is why he looked exactly like Salman Khan, because Salman never fails. And it worked. But yeah, going forward, they both of them need to do more layered roles. And I think we'll see that from them.
And I do want to talk about Nikhil Advani for a minute. He churns out films like crazy. B, I think he literally just puts effort in the first 30 minutes of the film. After that, he just loses. Like, if we'll talk about Kati Badi right after this one, too, because that's a Nikhil Advani film as well. He just does not at all develop the last 45 minutes, which is more than half of the film.
Right. I just think that he's like a movie-making machine. Like, yeah. I don't think he's artistic or creative in any way. When you look at his roster of films, they're much like Hero and Kati Badi, where it's just put together hastily and packaged, you know, with muscles and beauty and then sold. So, yeah, what are you going to say?
I know.
It's so, also Subhash Ghai, right?
It is. So, your score out of 5?
I would give it a 2.
Okay, I would give it a 2 as well, I think. I was going to go say 2.5 for Athiya, but it's a really hard movie to watch.
So, right.
So yeah, this is our rating, 2 out of 5. And here's a song from the movie Hero, Main Tera Hero, sung by none other than Salman Khan.
आँखों के पन्नों पे मैंने लिखा था 100 दफा लफ्जों में जो इश्क था हुआ ना होंठों से बयां खुद से नाराज हूँ क्यों बेआवाज हूँ मेरी खामोशियाँ है सजा दिल है ये सोचता फिर भी नहीं पता किस हक से कहूँ पता कि मैं हूँ हीरो तेरा कि मैं हूँ हीरो तेरा कि मैं हूँ हीरो
All right, so welcome back. What a beautiful song. You can't even hear Salman Khan. It's so doctored. But if you're the producer, I guess you can do anything. So here is the review for Kati Batti. So again, a Nikhil Advani film. It released last Friday. And it's got Imran Khan after a long, long time. So I can't even think of, I think Once Upon a Time would be his last film.
Right.
And then it's got Kangana Ranaut, who we've been talking a lot about. So this is her movie After Tanu Weds Manu 2. And it's written by Nikhil Advani also and then produced by UTV.
Okay, so I thought Kati Batti was one of the worst films I have seen that I can remember.
Oh my goodness, I think Hero was better.
I know, yeah, Hero was definitely better. I mean, if we give it a 2, I don't even know what to give Kati Bati. Like, it was, it had no story. It was, the dialogues were laughable. Like, I was literally watching and I was thinking, what is going on? Like, this cannot be the movie. Like, this is a spoof or something. It was really, really bad. I felt the characters were awful. Kangana Ranaut can ham it up, and she did. But I don't even know if I can blame her because the characters were so poorly written. Kangana Ranaut's character had like no sense to her. Like, she completely nonsensical character, cannot exist in real life at all. Cannot even exist in the movie. Like, no one can relate to that character. And Imran Khan, I feel like, played Imran Khan as usual.
I know. And I feel like, okay, so here are my, I have many things about this movie. First, it, you sold Imran Khan and Kangana Ranaut, their chemistry does not exist. They right. have no connection in the movie. It is almost like they're playing different characters all the different time. Like, it was just awkward. They just looked uncomfortable with each other. There was a great chemistry between the tortoise or the turtle and Imran Khan. I mean, that feels like that's what the red relationship, the whole movie was about, that relationship.
That was the romantic.
Exactly.
the romantic comedy, yeah.
And then third, Kangana Ranaut, I don't even know why she would do a movie like that. It's not, you know, initially with the promotions, it felt like Kangana Ranaut was more, it was, you know, she was more of the lead in the movie, if you will. You know, it was her movie. But no, it was, if anyone, it was Imran Khan's movie, because she basically didn't really act in any of it except for the last 10 minutes.
Right. That's, so if, this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but basically, Imran Khan chases her throughout the movie. So you only see her when he finds her, which yes. is not often. So, and in flashbacks, but that's about it. So it's completely centered around him. She comes across as like, an, you know, I don't want to use any bad words, but she doesn't come across as a nice person.
No, she does to be honest, like, I was, okay, there was definitely a twist in the end, for sure, because I didn't see that coming.
But it was a ridiculous twist.
I wish it was, this is more, I honestly thought, and I really wished that this would, not wished, but I thought this was going to a place where there was a mental situation between one of them. It's like a split personality and or having a, you know, bipolar, something that's what would solve this. And I feel like it would have taken it to a different level.
Right.
I felt like the movie did not know where to go. And so they added the last twist to it.
Right, right. The part of the movie that really got me was the part where they both have different versions of the same events.
Yes.
It reminded me a lot of Inkar, which is the Arjun Rampal Chitrangda movie, in which they both have different versions of the event. And as an audience, you kind of have to guess who's right. And you're like, both of them are nuts. And I felt like that a little bit. And then they brought this huge, and I don't want to spoil the end for anyone, but the end is a complete downer
yes.
of what the story created. Like, it basically told you, you know, everything that the audience thinks throughout the film to, you know, try and sleuth it out. It just...
It failed.
It fails. And it was just like such a downer. And then you're like, is it a comedy? Is it a tragedy? Is it romantic? Like, you're not sure what.
And that's what, like, before they released it, it's supposedly Amir Khan went to see it and start crying. Yes, the last 40 minutes, you know, not 40 minutes, last 20 minutes, you will cry because if you're any, you know, it's just normal. But that was a forced situation. It wasn't that the movie set you up to it or anything. It was just because they showed scenes that are meant to make you cry.
Right. And it had nothing to, like, it felt like a completely different movie.
Yes, I completely agree. So, a complete waste of time. I did not like it at all. It's not even a DVD watch. Do not ever go too close to it. And I think Imran Khan, not a bad actor, but come on, like, I don't understand what movies, where do you go from here?
Yeah, I just feel like he's just stuck.
Yeah.
I feel like that about Pariniti also. He's just stuck in this one mold. And I mean, he's not, I don't know if it's like lack of films or whatever, but he's not coming out of it. And there's no room for that role.
I completely agree. And Kangana, so much for Nobody's Growing. You totally, you have a lot to talk and this lot is to a come low. Back from. Yes. So if you have any other movies, you know, coming up, then yay. If not, then people are going to remember you this way for a little bit.
Right. So how much do you give it?
Half.
It I give it
so
a 1.
Bad. It was so bad. Even the songs do not make sense. I didn't even think the songs worked.
Yeah, it was a bad. I'll give it a 1. So 0.75 is the average on Five. So yeah, we do not recommend it. No DVD watch, no theater watch, no watch at all.
Yes, and if you like Kangana and Queen, just stay with that. This is the end of our first podcast in almost a year. We're very excited and thanks for being with us. We will be back in 2 weeks and to review the next set of movies, which probably will have Singers Bling as well as Shandar.
Right. So see you then. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
आजा माही आ सोनिया वे आके आज मेरे गल लग जा तू
आजा माही आ सोनिया
आके आज गल लग जा तू
तू ही मेरी जिंद तू ही मेरी तकदीर रे बन गया रंजा और तू ही मेरी हीर रे कैसे बताऊं तुझे कितना है प्यार रे रब दिखता है तुझ में ओ मेरे यार रे हाय आजा माही आ सोनिया वे आके आजा गल लग जा आजा माही आ सोनिया आके आजा गल लग जा